It was October 10th. Hurricane Edna had blown in, and I talked to a burly lab tech, a gal who'd been duck hunting and loved the outdoors, into going out with me and at the beach in York. And for 4 days, the lobstermen. Yeah, and the lobstermen hadn't been able to tend their pots for about 4 days. It was so rough, and we had the Cleprarius was collapsible in bags, so we took it out and started setting it up. Well, there was a group that gathered watching us. There were about 30 people, and two people were taking motion pictures. And if it hadn't been for this crowd taking motion pictures, I think we would have put it back in the car and not even gone in the water, because there were 8-foot breakers coming in. And we had a spray cover and bathing suits on, but it was cold in October. And there was a long, shallow beach, so the wash after a wave came in, we got in the boat and pushed it out. And then we went up into the rise of a wave, and it would break across. She was in the bow and I was in the stern, and break across her chest, and we'd drop down into the hollow. And we went out about 100 yards, and I figured we'd proved our point. And I waited till there was a small wave coming, and I didn't want to get swamped, and I turned it around. And then it was just like surfing in Hawaii. I mean, we'd get on the front of a wave, and we'd just ride with it. And then all of a sudden, the wave broke completely over my head. And we had 8-ply laminated white ash backrests, and she broke her backrest, and we dumped, and I've never seen a human being look more terrified than she did when she came up about 15 feet from the boat. It had rubber sponsons that ran the length of it, and we were able to hang on to the boat, which was basically unsinkable, and walk it into the surf. And when I got back to the hospital, there was this spray cover. Somebody had picked it up, and they knew who I was and brought it to the hospital for me. But that was crazy.